So, what we're up to now is we went through three understandings of this din of Sheikh Kesef. Right? Number one, it's din in the Taina, or the Taina defined by the Kfira. Right? That was number one. Number two, it's a din in the, just the grounds for the specific line of Dabar that you have in Mother Mixas. So Mother Mixas creates suspicion, so that requires the assumption this is something they would not just simply pay up, you know, immediately, and that's true only if it's Sheikh Kesef. And then last time we discussed the possibility that the idea here is that it's some version of a din of in nishbayin al pachut Sheikh Kesef, whether that means there's no chiyuv shvua, there's no chalosh shvua expected pachut from Sheikh Kesef, there's no administering of a shvua amazing pachut Sheikh Kesef, or there's no insisting upon a shvua pachut Sheikh Kesef. The final perspective I wanted to just throughout there is a slight variation of the third, but it's a slight variation which I think makes a big difference. And the idea I think we could suggest is that this is a din governing Beis Din's usage of Shvua as a tool of last resort in investigating a subject that arises before it. It is only, in other words, the idea is that this din tells you that the Shvua as a tool for Beis Din to conduct an investigation and to try to resolve the suffix is only to be employed, it's only to be called upon to resolve a suffix where what's at stake in the case is a significant sum of money. Right? So Beis Din has this sort of tool in their chest that they can call upon a shvua as a means of resolving the suffix, as a means of clarifying the facts. But they're only willing to do that, able to do that in the event that, in fact, this is something which is really significant, the money at stake is, you know, a certain sum, such that they're willing to invoke this tool, they're willing to employ it in order to resolve it. And that's the basis for this din of Sheikh Kesef. Now, I think what we would then explain in terms of Eidachad, right, again, going with most Rishonim who think that the Gemara is here speaking with Maskana, according to everybody, that this doesn't apply to din in Eidachad, is that the explanation for this would be that the Beis Din's role in the Chiyuv Shvuah is quite different with regard to Eidachad. It's not that they, in the case of Eidachad, that the Eidachad sort of raises a suffix in front of them. They kind of get suspicion. Their suspicion is occasioned by the Eidachad claiming this, such that they then want to resolve that suffix and therefore employ the Shvuah as a method. That's not how it is at all. Rather, what that means is that the model for the way this works, for the din of Chiv Shvua for an Eidachad, is the model of Chiv Mamon for Eidus, for Eidus 9. And here, as the Rambam makes clear several times, it's not, in the case of Eidus, it isn't that Beis Din uses the Eidus to resolve the suffix. And then, based on that, they use Eidus to sort of arrive at the emes aborio that they're seeking, and then paskin accordingly. No, it's that the Eidim essentially are the ones who are mechayiv. The Eidim essentially are the ones that determine that there's a chiyuv. The Torah accords shnei Eidim the power to be mechayiv with their Eidus. Beis Din, the role of Beis Din in that case is not really to determine that there's a chiyuv, but rather to simply enforce a chiyuv that's determined by the Eidus of Eidim. The Rambam, in the Makoros that I sent you guys, emphasizes this consistently. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is probably the fullest treatment of this issue, Perakot Dalad. Right, the Rambam says that there's basically broad discretion in the context of Dinim Mamonos, at least there's broad discretion for Dayan, for Beis Din Paskin, based on what they intuit, what they see to be true. Right. So what's the whole deal with Shnei Edim then? So just say, whenever you have MS. So here the Rambam could have said, well, the Torah is telling you, Edim are a really good raya, and you have to pass, and you have to, you know, we take Edim really seriously. Edim Shnayim is, you know, is really something that tells you what the MS is. That's not really what the Rambam says. He says, right? In Kain Lamad Shicha Torah Shnei Edim Shem Zman Sheyavu Lifnei Adayin Shnei Edim Yadun Al Pi Edusan Avav Shein Yadayim Bemes Ki Idu Ovesheker. It's not that the Aedim serve and enable the Bazin to be Omid al-Emes Adav, al-Amitas Adav, al-Boryo. It's that it doesn't really matter, right? It obviates the need for them to arrive at to investigate in a way that satisfies their investigation. They don't really need to delve into the matter because the Aedim sort of settle it on its own. The Aedim are the ones that simply determine that there is a chiyuv. And I would add just 2 points in support of this idea in the Rambam, which Rambam, as I pointed to in the Torah, says several times in different places in Mishnah Torah. Number one, I think, as a support for this idea, is something that you find is an interpretation of the Pesukim that you find in the Gemara Makos. We're all familiar with it, I believe, which is the Pasuk says, V'yitzigu etzadik v'yashiyus ha-rasha, v'yav binikos ha-rasha, etc., etc. So this Pasuk, V'yitzigu etzadik v'yashiyus ha-rasha, in the Pesukim in general, you have v'yashiyu, the term Rasha, Ramban says this in his Rasha al-Rosh Hashanah, the term Rasha in general in Chumash, actually the Ramban says every time it's used in Chumash, means chayev. Right, so Yeshiva as a Rasha means Chiyu as a Mechuyu. Right? So Vitzikwa Tzadik, they vindicate the Pater, the one who was, in fact, really shouldn't be Pater. V'Yeshiva as a Rasha, they are Mechayev, the Mechuyu. Who's this Pasuk talking about? What do Chazal say in Makos?
Incorrectly,
it was Eim Zomim. The Eidim are Chazal Medaber. These are the Eidim the Mezimim HaZomim. Right? The Eidim, they come, the second group of Eidim, the second Chad Eidim, come and say, Yimanoi Yisrael Sayom. That's what Vitzikos Asadik Yeshivas of Russia. They are the Pasuk, in the Pasuk's phrase, they are the ones who are Mechayim Vesem Mechuyim. Right? The Pasuk speak, which, you know, I'll Pipshuto, you would have said, it's speaking specifically, it's clearly of the Dayanim, right? They're the ones who are Asher Yashin Elohim, right? So Yeshivas of Russia, Chazal Sayyim, they're talking about the Eidim. The Eidim are the Mechayim Vesem Mechuyim. And this is many other echoes. I think it's part of a broader point that this is the Torah's Hashkafa in terms of Eidim and Eidus, that Eidim aren't sort of neutral third-party bystanders who sort of provide information to the agents of Mishpat, to the agents of justice, and let them do their work. The Eidim are the agents of Mishpat. You see something, you're responsible. In fact, this is a broader topic, but some Rishonim say explicitly, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the makor for the requirement to be made is v'yardar mekebecha. V'yardar mekebecha, according to many also, the makor for the mitzvah of Pambezin to be mechayiv, to be manish, onche aver. The point is that Bezin, the nation is, everybody in the nation is sort of has a responsibility to react to evil, and if you've seen it, then you're the agent of Mishpat, you're charged with doing justice, with reacting appropriately. And I think the clearest manifestation of that in the Pesukim, it's a din mefurish in the Pesukim, Yada Yidin Tiyad Ober Rishonah. They're the agents that carry out the Mishpat. They're the ones that actually carry out the sentence. And you find, I think, this is a theme in several places where we view Eidus as kikmardin. I'm not going to get into all the details now, but that's a basic approach. I think that you find it essentially, in a sense, Eidim are the ones who are pronouncing the Mishpat and then pursue it. The role of Dayanim in the case of Eidim is, again, just simply more of the role of enforcing what it is that the Eidim have pronounced. Okay? That's what the Rambam makes clear. So I think one could understand that what the Gemara is saying here is that when Beis Din uses a Shvua as a tool to resolve a subject before they do their investigation, they're only going to do that if it's really a significant case. They're only going to get into the matter to the extent that they need to. They're only willing to expend a shvua, so to speak, to resolve a suffix when it's really significant. You know, it's a significant sum at stake. But in the case of Eid Echad, Kol Makom Shnayim Chayvim Also Mamon Eid Echad Mechayv Shvua. The Eid Echad vis-a-vis the shvua are like Eidim vis-a-vis the Mamon. In the case of Eid Echad, Basin is not being called upon to investigate the claim of the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad is Mechayv directly. That's the nature of the din here, the Chiv Shvua, is that the Torah says, Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. And if Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, so then it's not a question of the Bazin's policy concerning when they're willing to implement and to call upon and to evoke this tool to resolve questions before it. This is not something which comes upon their it's not their prerogative at all. It's simply, they have to enforce the Chiv HaShvua that the Eid was Mechayev. Right? Everybody follow? Okay. Now, I will note that I presented this, this way, I don't know if it's self-evident. In fact, I think it's highly doubtful that every Rishon agrees with this in terms of the nature of Shavuot Edafta. Probably the most extreme reflection of that is a Shita, which people don't generally talk about, but it's there. Shita the Mordechai. I probably meant to put it on the chorus. I just kind of slipped my mind. But it's not really picked up at all, so it doesn't have much echo. But it's there, which is that you actually don't need an Edafta Kasher for this. Simply an Edafta Kasher. Even an Eid Echad puzzle, the same basically that you would use for Isurim, is enough to be Mechayev Shvua. I think if that's true, then you have to really understand that it's creating a suffix for Bezin Ben Mechayev, because Lomotzinu, that an Eid Echad, who isn't really an Eid Kasher, can do such things. Okay. Within this approach, I think we can now assess the question of Shvua Sashomrin, the Machokas regarding Shvua Sashomrin, and it turns out that then the application of Shavuos HaShomrim turns on the question where Shavuos HaShomrim fits here. And here I think Yesh Panim L'Kan L'Kan, although I think it's certainly tilted in one side. But one possibility with regard to Shavuos HaShomrim is to understand that in the case of Shavuos HaShomrim, indeed there's a question that arises before Beis Din. Beis Din calls upon the Shavua, so to speak, and uses the Shavua as a tool to resolve a suffix. This would be consistent in terms of Shavuos HaShomrim, certainly with who she did on Rishonim regarding Shavuos HaShomrim, when you're chayav Shavuos HaShomrim. In terms of Shavuos HaShomrim, when you're chayav Shavuos HaShomrim, what it takes to become chayav Shavuos HaShomrim.
Oh, yeah, so who's
chayav? Whose shita does it make sense to understand that he thinks that it's in response to a suffix. The chiyuv Shavuos HaShomrim is there's a suffix, there's a certain grounds for there's certain reasons to doubt, and for that reason the Beis Din calls upon a Shavuah to resolve it. Yeah. I think Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan held that in the case of Shavuos HaShomrim, what does he hold? You need even the Fi Shitos HaOmrim, which we paskin, right in the Gemara, that here of Parshios Kasav Kan, right, that we have intermixture here, but even he agrees that you still do need Hadab and Mixas for Shavuos HaShomrim. He thinks it's Milba Nami, right? It makes a lot of sense, although I'm not claiming it's 100% Mukhra, but it makes a lot of sense to understand that for Rabbi Natan, then what emerges is it's an issue of the suffix, right? Hadab and Mixas gives legs, Raglan Hadabar, to the claim that in fact this is really maybe is chayav bakol, right? I mean, in Tvar you had some of the items there were chayav for Shia, let's say. So the other ones, you're so sure what were different? Shua. Take a shua about that. But it's already giving us grounds. In part, you might even add that there's some level of glamdavar in terms of there as well. So it makes a lot of sense that if you require Hadab and Mixas, that's in order to give certain credibility to the possibility of his being Chayav. And therefore, when the Torah says take a Shvuah, what that Torah is instructing is Beis Din, you are to employ a Shvuah in an attempt to investigate and to resolve this question. I think, though, that even within the Shita of Riva, and we'll see it in a minute, I think the mainstream understanding of Riva would be against this, but I think it's possible even within the world of the Riva who held that you don't need Hodav Mitzvahs, even Kovra Kol, the Tainas Nensu at the very least, right? You're going to be Chayav for Shavuos HaShomrim, right? You're going to be Chayav for Kovra Kol for Shavuot related Tainas Ptur, not for Shomrim related Tainas Ptur, not for non Shomrim. But say La Adam, that's not a Shomrim claim, that's a toy minidam claim, right? So that gets treated as regular Hadab Mitzvahs. But if you're talking about a claim within the world of Shemira, so then you claim, right, that there's Ptur Bishom Nansu, so then you're going to Chayav regardless of whether or not there's a Hadab. But within that opinion, you find some Rishonim that perhaps allow us to understand that what we're dealing here with still is just Basin's investigating a question that arose. And I'm thinking in particular of the Ramban. The Ramban's understanding in several places, he gives a couple, but one of them that he always turns to, one of them that he always mentions as a possibility for wise, and specifically in the world of the Reva, who thinks you don't need any kind of Adam Mitzvahs. So where does this Shavuot come from? Why did the Torah, why was the Torah Matil Shavuot in this case? So he always mentions the possibility that perhaps the issue is, yeah, anybody? That she was a shomer.
Why do we chayav for Enzo?
No, why you be chayav? Why you be chayav Shua?
Why Bezit is the one who's
no? Why you be chayav Shua? What was the Torah after?
You're just saying because it's not a toy nida type of Shua.
No, that I think would be the other way to go. But the one that's I think possibly relevant in our context, which would support the idea that even within the Rebbe, this is an issue of Bezin's investigating Arasof the truth of the matter. He says one possible reason why you might say in the case of
Migo, you can't do Migo Shiva.
No, although that is true that you can't do Migo, but he says he consistently says Bididami. That maybe the issue is Bididami. Bididami, meaning his initial impression is that this is something which, yeah, he's not responsible for because it's an honest. Meaning, right, that's what Bididami means. He kind of imagines it, so he writes it off as an honest. So a person can say honest, and you know, really, it's not. And if the way to find out if that's really true and you really mean that is to put you to the test with a shua, meaning that in the case of shmira. So I think here I'm going to elaborate a little bit. The difference between a tainas tur and a tainas chiyuv, whether or not you're chayav or pater, can be quite subtle. Is it honest or is it shia? Is it honest or is it geneva aveda? There are certain cases that in fact there's machlokos alacha. Genevas onis, right? You were robbed at. Let's say you hit it under, a very good hiding spot. Dug a hole, and nonetheless, gone up and came and sold. So that is geneva. On the other hand, it's kind of genevas onis. My focus is showing what the din is. Does that have a din of geneva or onis? But the dummy, so a person who isn't really quite sure, but he'll claim onis. Or let's say he's not quite sure whether or not he was really poshei. I mean, the difference, you know, again, can be, you know, is he not or did not reinch? Did he provide a standard shmira? So, in that case, where the person says, yeah, you know, it's not there, it was honest. So it's not that we have particular grounds to think that what you're saying isn't true, but we do have particular grounds to think that you could say that even if you weren't sure about it. And therefore, the Torah says, you know what, just ensure that that's actually... He has full conviction that that's actually the case. He's not just simply reflecting his initial impression that, yeah, it's honest. Yeah?
The Ramban not dealing with Meis Panav, he's dealing with the person's own misinterpretation of his own situation?
No,
I thought he's dealing with Meis Panav.
Well, he's not honest.
Since it's a subtle difference, he would lie about it because it's so subtle.
I don't think he's saying that. I think, because he's off the Meis Panav, right? He says it several times. It says, for most of the fact that it's Veshema means that there's not going to be any problem of Meis Panav because they interpreted Meis Panav to be an issue of Matkir B'Shikra. They're not going to stand in front of a person.
For example, but in this case you would, so therefore the Choshesh is even that more to be made sense.
That gets rid of other... for most of the that gets rid of a Migo problem. Meaning there are bonds among these that think that the issue in the Gemara is not what's the basis for there to be a Chiyuv in the first place, but... Again, why isn't there Migo here that I could have, whatever. Right? And the idea is, there's no Migo relevant in the case of Trump. Yeah. Yeah?
The example you gave of Geneva's onus, it's not like person doesn't, it's not like he doesn't know what happened, it's just that's a machlok. Is that exactly the same as like...
No, I'm just giving an example, but I think one could say that, listen, the guy doesn't know he's not alone, and he doesn't know how he passed in that question.
Correct.
So he can be comfortable, perfectly comfortable saying, yeah, it was honest. Then you say, well, are you sure? Then the guy might think, you know what? Is that really honest and not
the same thing as the Bididami case where he may misconstrue something as Shia when really it's, or as whatever, as onus when it's really something else? That's like a.
It's not just simply misconstrued. Well, I don't think it's not. I mean, what the difference between Shia and honest is not. You need to know what happened exactly. You also need to have legal standards. What
right.
makes something?
Right.
I mean, that can be subtle. Nutter kedenatri inchi,
right.
or not.
Right.
Well, what is nutter kedenatri inchi? I mean, it's so subtle that it's, you know, when you get to halach l'maisa, it's not obvious where you draw a line of what was expected of you and did you meet that standard. Even if I know everything that happened, but is that something which is a reasonable shmira such that then it would be right? So that can be subtle. Is that I provided reasonable protection. I went to the bathrooms. That's okay, isn't it? Right? I mean, those questions can be... they're not determined simply by what happened. They're determined by, you know, the halachic assessment. Where does that stand halachically? What category does this fall under? So a person who kind of is comfortable saying sort of off his initial, you know, response, well, yeah, it was honest, but he may in fact, you know, take it more seriously or be more, you know, completely honest if he if he's, you know, has to take a shvuah to that effect. So that it's not, again, that it's not so much that we really have grounds to think maybe this is he's chayav, but more that we have grounds to suspect that maybe your claim that you're putter is something that you may not actually really you know, be fully behind to the full extent, and therefore we take a shvuah, the Torah's matil shvuah upon it. I think that that within that context you could say that what's going on here in terms of shvuah shamin, right? Will the dinshei guess have applied? Yes, right? Because again, the Torah says in this case, you can use a shvuah, you should use a shvuah to resolve a suffix, the lingering issue of doubt that the Bezin has. When are we willing to do that though? For just any amount of trivial money? No. Right? Again, shvuah, and I think there's no doubt that this relates to the chumrah of shvuah, the use of Shem Hashem, right? We're only willing to do that if it's really something of significance. So when it comes to a suffix created by the Reclaim the Davar, which is a serious suspicion of Mother Mixas. And when it comes to, or the suffix, which is a case of Shomer, where the guy's claim is, you know, we really want to find out that you're sure about that. So then, you know, using the Shu as a tool, only in the case, you can only do that in the case where it's significant. When it comes to Eidachad, so the Bezin doesn't need to Mechaz the Shua, the Eidachad is Mechaz the Shua, the Bezin just needs to enforce that. And therefore, it's specifically Eidachad. That's one possibility. Alternatively, right? Alternatively, and I think this makes a lot of sense in many Rishonim, we'll say no. Shvuah Sashomrim, in terms of understanding the nature of Sashomrim, it is not in response to a suffix. The guy's kind of shemin here. He doesn't know that this isn't true, and we have no basis to suspect it isn't true. Elamai, so why are you chayav then? No? I would argue, here you're chayav because what was mechayav in the shvuah, I should say? The shmir. The fact that you're a shomer. The shvuah here is actually simply responsibility of a shomer. What?
The Tos of Mishans.
Yeah, the Tos of Mishans says this explicitly, right? That, and he's explaining the Riva. One second, I have him across here. Explaining the Riva, the Tos of Mishans says. And this is a reason for the Chi of Shua in the case within the world of the Riva that you don't need a Hadam. It says, Ina Mishama Tam Lamahu Nishba, the Kemenju Modi the Nifka Bo. Right? So since everybody agrees that we're dealing with a Shomer, he is a Shomer, so Adai did the Hachi Afki Nihali. So it was given the Bikadon, the agreement, the original agreement in place that he become a Shomer includes with it, getting ahead of him, says, Di Eana Sheyas and Nachas Ruach La Amekvarav, Lishabo Shananas. The davar zet you mechuyav mashomer. Right? This is something that simply it's megini shvira. This is not a shvuah in Hilchos Talmidinta, or a shvuah if you want in Hilchos Sanhedrin. This shvuah is a shvuah that's Hilchos Shmira halacha. Right? You just simply need to look at the responsibilities of a shomer. If he's posheya, the responsibility is to pay. If he's not posheya, say shomer chinam. Right? If he's not posheya, the responsibility is to take a shvuah. That's just simply an agreement, contractual agreement between the two, midin shmir. And once that's so Bezin's role here is not, oh, we have some doubts about the matter, we want to take a shvuah to resolve. It's not that at all. They simply need to enforce the chiyuv that emerges from the mechayiv of the shomer. This is something which, this is a consistent, you find this consistently in Rishonim, that they speak of shvuah shomer as being simply a din bidini hashmira, meaning that it's simply part of the either the Torah imposes upon you or as a shomer, or you know, as a Torah, that's a general question regarding chiyuvei din hashmira, whether or not it's really a schavas midas, or the Torah imposes upon this arrangement, this is how it's supposed to happen, you have this level of responsibility. It's a question not for now, but we shouldn't understand shvuah as arising from the world of shmira, Consistently, and I didn't give you the marker, but the Rama, in a context of what we'll get to later on in the year, Mr. Shem, it's actually the context of Shvuah Kanes Katan, or more specifically, Katan Abba B'Tanis Aviv, where the Rama argues that if you have a, that in the case of a Taina, basically the Rama is Mechalik, in terms of Katan Abba B'Tanis Aviv, Shvuas Erachar and Shvuas Modem Mixas, if the father, let's say, is no longer around, right? So the son's taina, even if one of taina's katan, there's no chiyush shvuah. There's an ein taina's katan. But if it's talking about shvuas hashomrim, and the claim now is that my father was a makid and he's a shomer, and now I simply come, the katan comes to pursue the shvuah. So the Ramah's opinion is that there is a chiyush shvuah in that case. And his explanation is about hechad ikun nesina mikach gadol, meaning kitein ish ariyahu. That's the hafkada. Hechad ikun nesina mikach gadol deshtachich deasya ledei meikara the Torah Shmira. There was a Torah Shmira because the Hafkada here, a Katan can't be Mafki, but a Gadol can. The Hafkada here is Kitin Ish, there's a Hafkada in Ish, so that the appropriate Shmira, right, the Torah Shmira is Chal in this case, v'chayavle b'nitirusa m'mela, chayavle dina d'shomer b'akorche. And one of the implications, right, what is the dina d'shomer? That he take a Shavu in the event that this happens. Right? And therefore, in the case that the Katan comes to Bezin to claim in Shavua, so he doesn't, even though the Taina is Taina's Katan doesn't end up, but in this case, it's not that Bezin needs to respond to his Taina and say, oh, then we're in Mechav Shavua. Rather, what? Rather, there's a Shavua, a Chiyu Shavua implicit already, the Mechav is already there, right? The Shmir is already there. The honey, and therefore it says the honey mila b'shvuah sherman b'shvuah lav machmas taina kaasi ala b'nisinas ishu d'tainas. Right, this is not machmas taina that it's a din b'tain b'nitan that comes before bezin, rather b'nisinas ish. It's a din in the original machayev of the hafkadah. So if this is true, so then what we'll say with regard to shvuah sherman is right, and I think this makes a lot of sense that this is what we would say within this fourth approach, that shvuah sherman has no din of shvuah. Because again, it isn't something which Bezin is being called upon, right? Bezin's sort of electing to use a shvua in order to solve a problem. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is simply Bezin's enforcing a chiyuv which is already there. In this case, not because of Eidim that the Torah accords the power to mechayiv on their own, but simply because there's already a system in place in which there's a chiyuv shvua implicit on its own, right? this, I think, is possibly, I think, the alternative understanding of the Rimash, not that it's a din, when he says, he consistently speaks of, it's a din, the tain of a kfira, right, that it's, that this din of Shekes is only for shvuas that are machmas, tain of a kfira, right, so before we explain, right, one possibility we suggested was, what he means is that it's a taina as defined by the kfira, it's a din b'taina. I think the alternative is to say what we're saying now, which is, right, that it's a din in terms of Bezin's utilizing it to resolve a dispute in Bezin. Second, he says. Second. ולא סנ שפור מן התורה דהבי מחמס תיין וכפיר אל מודי מיקסס ולחוד חיוב ומחמס כפיר ועודת אבל שפור זה דרך כלל אבל גם דרך משתבה כפיר הוא משתבה אבל אפילו אחי חיוב ולא מחמס עודה וכפיר היא כי איך כדי ניבא היא בא תיין השתקה so now what I'm reading is it's not that there's a dispute that came before Bezin כי איך היא that in order to resolve that suffix that emerges from this you know this dispute between Shnei Tzadim Bezin has to employ the shvuah no אלא חיוב ומחמס עד אחר No, the Eid Echad is Machayev. Bezin doesn't need to resolve anything here. Doesn't need to enter in using a tool of a Shua. That's not what's going on. Came at your cane. I feel like a Bataina. I thought they get some Machayev Shua. The Dagenami, the Minan, Kosh Shnai Machayev, and also Mama, and Echad Machayev Shua. But the Riyadu, I feel Bataina's Kruta, the Fluke Kule. Right? The Kemish Shnai Machayev, and also Mama, and Echad Machayev Shua. I really want to the Eid Echad. Avagad Shua Sakfir Bataini, he will be in the Hesham Taina Shikas, and he will be in the Shikas. That's regarding Shua Sakfir. Regarding Shua Sakfir. He says similarly, Shvuas Shomrim Lav Machmas Kfira V'Tainahi, right? Kiyechid elor nechai v'elik fir shekesef. Elachiyu v'machmas hayna shema hu dekatayin hashomer. Shenetzo nignava. Right? Now, to me, what I would be saying then is that what he means by that is that the fact that it's Tain Hashem shows you that this is not a result of a dispute in front of Basin that they would enter, that they need to, you only have a dispute that they need to resolve if there's actually two claims, counterclaims that contradict each other. One guy says, you're a Shomer. The other guy says, okay, I'm Pater. Those don't contradict. They don't need to resolve. They don't need to enter into the fray to resolve it. Right? It's not Lav Machmas Taina here and Haraya Tain Hashem. What that means is there's something else going on here. There's something else meaning Mechai the Shmura. The Shvua. Combination Shmira and Shvua. And inasmuch as that's so you don't need to have a din of Sheikh Hesef. I think with this, I'll just add one last point, which is something I didn't give him a chorus for because it's not the kind of thing I give him a chorus for. But the Rishonim are a little bit bothered by the line in the Gemara here, in the Mishnah here. The first line, the Mishnah says Shvua the Yain. But it then goes on to say, "Taina shekesef, adar shekruta, v'imena adam v'imena taina," talking about mother mixes. Now, this dinah shekesef is a machlokas, whether or not it's limited to mother mixes. But the rest of it certainly is. Right? In adam v'imena taina, those are mother mixes din. So we talk about shvus adiyanim, and you think we're going to be talking about dinah shvus adiyanim, and we end up only talking about shvus mother mixes. Right? So Rashi says we have to add in a few words here. Shvus adiyanim shedayanim ashbiin ayidei hodas mixes atayim. Right, the Shvuas HaDayanim here means we have an ellipsis. Shvuas HaDayanim of Modim Mixas. That's what the character is. It's really Shvuas Modim Mixas. Shvuas HaDayanim of Modim Mixas. Here are the Dinim. Other Rishonim give different readings. The Ritva, for instance, claims that this is the all these refers on the very first line of the first two words of the Mishnah. Hurry. Right, Raj. Right, Shvus Adayanim Tanu Shekesef, but that's Rebuta Perish Rashi. Shvus Adayanim Ash Bein Aydei Kfir Voda. Shlemanu Am Yasher Kli Marzev Tzivin Nivu Hul Kule Dain Shvata. The Yeshu Shol Lama Kara Hatana Shvu Modin Mitzvah Shvus Adayanim Lo Shina Lashon Prati or Lo Shana Lashon Prati Shvus Modin Mitzvah Kimash Apir Leal Shvus Vekadon Shvus Eidus. Then you should say Shvus Modin Mitzvah. Talking about just Shvus Modin Mitzvah. The Af Shvus Shomim Shvus Adecha Shvus Adayanim Vanachon. So what's his answer? Vanach the Tana Mash Malay the Shvus Adayanim Pratihi Lamdua b'mixas the Ham Lamadim mixas Lamadim mixas right? He Mishum Shvus Shomrim Yagi b'Chal Shvus Abikadon Nechalas can also be considered kind of a Shvus Abikadon. In what sense? Not in a technical legal sense, really. They're all Shvus Abikadon in the same way, but rather it's a bad Abikadon. There's a Abikadon. The Shvus Abikadon Nechalas he goes above the Isik Abikadon, being Shekover Bo, being Shemunis from the Sheker. Vilu Shvus Erecha Lo Ksiba v'Nikra Bal Bais Alohim. Now, what does this mean? And he's saying that basically there is a sense in which you can, you know, say that really Shvus HaDayanim is something that you can speak specifically. You can describe, you know, as being particularly appropriate and exclusively, particularly appropriate in a total absolute way, as being the exclusive way to define it for Shvus HaDayanim. What does that mean? Why? So I think one could argue, right, that what we're saying is the explanation. What it means is, what we're saying is, in other words, he's basically being the guy from the Pasuk that Shvus HaDayanim, in some sense, really, you can say, is, you know, the only way to describe Shvus HaDayanim, as opposed to the other ones. I think what we could argue, we could explain that there's a different role for Dayanim here. This is the Shvus HaDayanim. This is their Shvua. This is where they call upon a Shvua to resolve a matter. Right? The Dayanim, as Dayanim, are there to investigate. Right? Their primary role, their normal role, is to find out the emes, right? So they sort of elect to utilize a shvuah as a tool, their tool, to investigate, you know, to their satisfaction. They're using it, this is part of conducting their own investigation. This is their shvuah in that sense, and that they call upon it. They're the ones that introduce it. That's true specifically of Modim Mixas. In the other cases, right, Shvuas HaShomrim, they're there just to enforce. That's a Shvuas HaBikadon, meaning a Shvuas that emerges from the system, from the Shmira system of a Hafkada, of a Shomer, in a Bikadon case, they have that is Mechayev Shvuas. That's not their calling upon a Shvuas, that's not their initiating a Shvuas. Likewise, Eid Echa 2 is not really their calling upon a Shvuas, the Eid Echa was Mechayev Shvuas, they're just there to oversee that it happens. So Shavuos of the Onion really is Nofel, as he says, in some sense, Nimsa Shein Zed Nofel Prati Ashvus of Nimsa. That would be an explanation. He doesn't get into the explanation. He just thinks that, you know, you can't describe Shavuos of the Onion really in any other way, but I would provide this explanation for that. This is a suggestion. All right, so Akan, right, I think that's it. Right, Akan, the din of Shavuos Deoraisa, Shavuos De'Kesef, right, this last explanation of the nature of this salah. Okay. We have a little bit of time left. So I think that now it makes sense to just finish up this topic with a look at the Shavuos of the Shavuos Derabanan. Right? Is this din required for the Shavuos Derabanan? Do we require Shekesef? So here we have again in general we have three basic categories of Shavuos Derabanan. There's the two of them which are in the Mishnah, Shavuos HaMishnah. Right? There's the Nishbaim Delotaina, Nishbaim Mitana Sapik. Right? That's the term of the Mishnah is Shavuos Delotaina. Mark explains doesn't mean Lotaina, it means Tana Sapik. These are Nishbaim v'niftarim cases that are not shomrim, but other arrangements, other legal relationships that, as I'll say, in those cases you just have to take a shvua, like aris, etc., etc. Then you have right Nishbaim v'notlin. Those are shvuas where the shvua is so that the person can be notel. Then you have the shvuas heses, which is the kana of nafin, later the kana of gemara. So each of them, we want to ask this question, we want to examine and investigate whether or not it requires shekesef and why. So here, starting with Nishpayim Lotayna, and the Nishpayim Dilom HaShaman, so the Gemara itself says, in Memchess, what? What's the din? Do they require shekesef? Nishpayim Lotayna? Yeah.
They do.
The Gemara says so, right? Memchess and Mabez. Ayuda? Right? The Gemara in Memchess and Mabez says that this is on the condition that there's a shake hesed.
Where's the chesed of the days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the bottom. It's,
right? Where is it?
It's upper of Yosef towards the bottom.
Right. He says, Amar of Yosef, Arminyumi, Arim, Menachem, Hu, Sheyesh, Taina, Beinayu, Shake Hesed.
Okay? Now, the Gemara doesn't explain why, and I think there are three different directions to go here. I think the general presumption would be, one general way to explain this is, we don't need really to investigate separately whether or not, you know, this din is something which should attend here. The question is really just simply, when you have a tekana, called the tikkun rabbanan, can you derive the tikkun? Alright, so we're simply following the format of Shavuos Deoraisa. But then the implicit premise in the Gemara, if this is how we understand it, this is one way to understand it. The implicit premise in the Gemara is that these shvuas are modeled upon a shvua deraisa which requires shekesef. And here there are three different directions to go in terms of what exactly that the model here is. The first possibility is that this these shvuas that first possibility is that these shvuas are modeled on shvuas hashomer, and that actually I think just means svara naturally. Makes the most sense, right? These are just like shomrim in that they're tied to shemas. They're relationships between two people that have established on their own legal relationship. And whereas hafkada requires a shvuah and a torah, but nothing else, so the rabbanan say these kinds of relationships, arisim, all these arrangements as well, require a shvuah. So they're modeled upon shvuah shomrim. This would work only though if you assume shvuah shomrim requires shekesef. And who says this explicitly?
Which aspect?
Both of these, that Shavuos Shomrim requires Shekesef, and that the model, that this is the basis for Shavuos of Nishpayim Lotayna requires Shekesef. The Ramban. The Ramban, in Shavuos and Daf Mem, actually, in the context of discussing whether Shavuos Shomrim requires Shekesef, that was his issue, thinks that the answer, is arguing that the answer is yes, and one of his rayas is this din in our Mishnah. He uses the din derabanan of Nishpayim Lotayna to prove that Shavuos Shomrim requires, because, right, on the understanding of the Ramban, that's the Shavuot they're modeled upon. Right, you guys notice that the Ramban in, on the Men, this is, and the Meiri says it as well, but the Ramban is the first. Right, so just assumes that this is obviously the Raya. Second.
he says, "Od yesh raya she'ain shvoz shomrim ella b'kfir shekesef mehadamrin makaman b'perakol nishbain gabi shutavin v'arisin v'hu she'yesh kfir sana shekesef v'nei v'han hu damu l'shomrim u'mishim hachi tekilu l'rabanim shvua k'ein d'arayis b'kfir shekesef." Right, the Isak died that was shown the Amalo be in a shekesa, heki mapping her bun and tve me shorm the rice. The ha, ha, he shua, dumin shua shorm, shatara tnua, and the shramina behul and tsar fear shekesa painter. The basis for this halacha is, says Ramban, right, called the tikkun Ramban kinder rice tikkun, and these shuas are modeled on shuas the rice, on the shua shasharm. Ramban uses that, he had such a chush, such, it was so obvious that that's true that they are modeled on shua shasharm, and in fact, this then becomes the raya that Shmuel Sherman requires Shekesef. Right? Okay, that's one way to explain that. One alternative to that is, in terms of, again, within the world of called the Tikkun Rabbanan, and that's the basis for the Salacha, is to understand not that it's based on Shmuel Sherman, perhaps Shmuel Sherman doesn't require Shekesef, but rather it's modeled on Modim Mixas. It's a Chiyuv Derabanan of Modim Mixas. Now, this is certainly plausible. I don't know if I gave you guys this Makaris. Certainly plausible if you hold, like Rashi in the Mishnah in Kol Nishban, right there. Right, I don't know if you noticed that these dinim, doesn't say so explicitly anywhere else, but Rashi thinks that these dinim require Hadavim Mixas. Right, this is Rashi in the Mishnah there. On Kol Nishbayim. Did I give you that, Mom? I did. Rashi, I give you Rashi? Right, Rashi says...
No.
No, I didn't. Okay. He says... How much time do I have, by the
way? 18 minutes.
18 minutes. Yeah, that was 18 minutes, right?
What time are we
at? 18 minutes, Mom.
50.
He says, Rashi...
I think it's on
the
next part. Right after the Rashi on the Mishnah, the Gemara starts. There's a few Rashis that are Gemara. I think it's.
Don't worry about Tera. She is Tera. Is that model of Mixas, right? Is that model of Mixas, correct? The Krovi the Shu Derisa.
Yeah, that was on the Korah, so there's Krovi the Derisa.
It was?
Yeah, that was on the
Korah. Because the Shu. Right. So Rashi, this is Rashi's suggestion here that, or his assumption that these shvuos are all shvuos that require hadav mitzvahs. That apparently is the chuliyam according to Rashi. So then, it obviously, makes sense to say that. Then you understand very well. In fact, it's the reason he's giving you. That you need shekesef, right? Because he says it's mitzvah. Shezet tana shema, katan mishali shekesef. Is a model of mitzvahs to krovi the shvuah deraisa. Except the only reason it's not, the Hodav Mitzvah. So why isn't this not a Chiyuv Mod Mitzvah Ben HaTorah? Because it's Tanah Shema. So the Rabbanim came and were Mechayev you for Hodav Mitzvah and Tanah Shema, right? A Shavuos Mod Mitzvah, even though Ben HaTorah you don't require. And therefore, Melos is Rashi, you need a Tanah Sheketzer. Okay, that's a separate suggestion. Even if you hold, however, like the Rishonim, I think the Rambam and most others who don't assume this, who think that it's Dafka, that's Lav Dafka be Hodav Mitzvah. But it could be that what we'll say is that what the Rabban we're talking in these situations is that the Taina is what's Mechayev the Shvuah. The Taina, on the basis of a Taina here, we're going to Mechayev the Shvuah. And they held like Rashi that Modiv Mitzvahs Min HaTorah is really just a Himsi, right, of a Chiyuv Mishum Taina Sadoveya, where we don't have an exempting factor. Right? That basically Rashi, right, was the one who held that really Min HaTorah, the model of Shuas from the Mixus, is Lav Dafka of Mixus. It's really Achi Mishum Taina. Now, I will note though that that's somewhat questionable whether or not how well that works if you assume at least one approach in Shrekesef that it's due to being Taina Chashuva. It seems like you have a significant piece that's missing here, which is this is Taina Shem. I don't know if this would work with that approach, but. On the other approaches, though, you could argue, right, that it's not based on Taina Chashuva. Mod Mixas is important for other reasons, right? Mod Mixas is defined by other things. The points with, I'm sorry, the Mod Mixas requirement of Shekesef is due to other factors. This could be an explanation, again, which is that this is based on the Shvua, which is the Shvua Mishum Taina.
Min HaTorah, this is required midirabanan, in case where it is Min HaTorah, and therefore it requires that din of shekes. Alternatively, one could, this is the third possible direction to go within the assumption that this is simply an application of the din which of Shua Deraisa, which is modeled upon. Alternatively, one could argue that it's modeled not so much on a specific Shua Min HaTorah, but really more on the general model of Shua Sadeyan. I think that certainly works if you say that Shua Sadeyan also requires, and then it's very easy to claim that essentially Shtekesef is really the rule for Shua Sadeyan. It has that is a unique exception. For whatever reason, based on any of the suggestions that we discussed, according to which Stavka and after which excluded. The point is that if I'm being Mechayiv, a Shvua Derabanan, a Shvua Zedanim Derabanan, I'm not going to look at Shvua Zedachad. That's the exception. I'm going to look to the major Shvuas, the ones that don't have that unique factor of Edachad, and that's going to be Shvuas Shomer or Modem Mixas, which require Shtekesek. We'll see that I think is clearly the Ritva. Even if you think that Shomron doesn't require, so that certainly works, you know, to say that this is sort of not based on a particular Shua Deraisa, but just sort of on the generic idea of Shua Sadeyanim, certainly works if you take the idea of, you know, if you assume that Shua Shomron requires, and just say that. But even if you hold, though, that Shua Shomron does not require, I think you can still make the argument that Shua's Modem Mixas still represents the standard Stam, or the standard of Stam Shua Sadeyanim. In particular, you can argue based on the suggestion that we just mentioned, which is that this fourth approach, that Modem Mixas is the Shvua, where Beis Din is utilizing the Shvua as a tool in response to a Safek that arose before it. It's in the sense, right, what we argued just now before, was it's the quintessential Shvua Hadayanim, right? And even in a certain sense, is the shame for Zayim is no fault prati on this Shvua because of that. It's a shvua which Beis Din is imposing on its own in response to Safek, not machmas or not mechuyah based on some other prior metzias, or based on legal metzias, or based on some other koach that the Torah accorded the power to mechab a shvua like edim, but rather, right, and Beis Din would be simply enforcing. Rather, it's the one where they're actually the ones who are imposing the requirement; they're initiating it, and therefore, if you have a chiyav derabanan, a stam chiyav derabanan, shvua sadeyanim, even though in the end it's the minority, right? It's the only one that requires, out of three, that requires shekesef, but still, if I'm going to be mechayev a shvua on a derabanan level, not because I'm modeling particularly on this shvua, but if I'm going to be mechayev a shvua, shvua sadeyanim on a derabanan level, I'm going to look to modem mixas. That's the standard of shvua sadeyanim.
Even though conceptually it wouldn't be necessary, because you could still have a suffix or a chashash, and there's a tiny suffix that you're responding to, because you could assume something could be off. So someone's giving you a kind of suffix, but you respond with a shvua. I mean, it's very easy for you to respond with a shvua, kofer by kofer, a kind of suffix.
So you mean because of chazak in maize?
Yeah.
Again, that has a relatively limited relevance for the vast majority of Rishonim. It's either just the reason why it's amigo, or it's
so then maybe I'm just like stuck on that point, which might not be for now. But like, it's still also, why does it have to be only for Migo? It's still the theme to begin
with. Most of them think that is. Neither Ramban,
why would they not think that itself was enough of a reason to require Shua? Because it's so open for...
On what basis do you require Shua?
Something is very possibly off, because would someone give it kind of suffering?
Why do you think that? What do you mean?
Because it's so easy. The same reason you would think more of them, maybe not. You mean because there's a chashash that the person's lying, because it'd be so
why
easy.
Why is it
a
chashash? I mean, that's a question.
Right? It being so easy for someone to lie is not a chashash that he's lying. It's just,
right.
That's just
your right. Okay. That's the negation of counter evidence, right?
Right.
Okay, that's another possibility. And again, I'll see this riff in 1 second. We're almost done here, but the next issue, I don't think we'll get this essay, so that's fine. We can just Ochazal and Moed, another time, another year. But we'll skip that in Shua's essays probably. But here we come to Shua's Hanotin, right? So here we find that we have Machlokas Rishonim, right? The Rambam and Tosfos Rosh and the Ritva require Shekesef here, and the Ravid and most others, the Ramban, the Iri, the Ran, they don't. So first let's analyze the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam, who holds that you do require, so he brings evidence from where? He says that this makes sense given the fact that we find that Nishbayim, Tana Safik, those require Shekesef. Right? Now, it's clear that this attempted raya is nearly incomprehensible if you held that it's modeled specifically on Shvasa Sharma. The Nishban below Taina is modeled on Shvasa Sharma. And that's exactly what the Ramban says. The Ramban says something like, Lo min Hashem, Einu min Hashem, Ra'ino Mistaber. And the Ramban doesn't think that makes any sense whatsoever. That was because those Shvuas are modeled on Sharma. These are Nishban and Dublin. They have no connection to Sharma. So it doesn't make any sense. Right, no, this doesn't make sense to bring from Uriah from Nishbain Vilotaina to the other one, to Nishbain Vinodin. However, it is understandable if you go with either of the other approaches. Meaning, if you say, let's say, in the second approach that we mentioned, that this is because it's modeled upon Modin Mitzvahs, so then you can simply understand very easily that this Shvuah of Nishbain Vinodin is also modeled upon Shvuah's Modin Mitzvahs. And this is exactly the Rush's quite explicit understanding. Right? Does anybody close the Rush here? The Tosa Rush says that it makes sense, right? Even the Rambam who held that Shvuas Hashomrim does not require Shekesef. Again, the Rambam, the reason I say that it doesn't make any sense is the Rambam held that Shvuas Hashomrim does not require Shekesef, right? So, he says that even the Rambam who held that Shvuas Hashomrim does not require Shekesef, nonetheless can bring, right, makes sense to say that Nishbain Minotlin will, and the Raya, and bring a Raya from these other ones of Nishbain Minotlin, because they're all modeled on Modin Mitzvahs. This is what the... does the rest of anybody have it?
No, I don't have it.
Where's my COVID? Oh. There we go. Is it in the back of most of your Gemaras?
Yeah.
Right, the Tosafot Rush. Who was it that was telling me they love this Rush? You just got a particular affinity for it. The Tosafot Rush of Mendel of Bays, quite explicit about all this. He says, Right, from the Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that you require Mud Mixus, Nishma Larabana, to the Rabbi Yehuda, Ain Sakhir Nishma El Sheshva Daraisa Balavais Mud Mixus, Batana Shekesef, El Darabana Mechayev Afil Bekovakol, etc. So, in other words, he's saying that A, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Nishma Minotlin, these are all essentially modified versions of a Shuas Mud Mixus, which require Shekesef. Torah Shuas Mud Mixus require Shekesef. And therefore, it obviously makes sense to say that for Rabbi Yehuda, it will require Shekesef. Nishma Rabbanan, this is obviously his assumption, the Rabbanan don't require Shekesef, also agree though that it is in fact modeled on Shvuas Modin Mitzvahs, and therefore it will require Shekesef. Right? That's clearly the Rush. If we go with the third, again, this is understanding the Rambam's approach, and you do need Shekesef or Shvuas Modin. The Rambam, that was one understanding of it, that it's based on, modeled on Shvuas Modin Mitzvahs. The third understanding of it, the second understanding, rather, would be that it's Lav Dafka, right, going with the third approach we mentioned before, it's Lav Dafka modeled mamish on a particular shvua that might not really be shayach anyway, since the shvua looks so different. It's a shvua sa'anotlin. But rather, it's really just a further new institution of a shvua sa'adiyanim b'chlal. And then the stam shvua sa'adiyanim, the hainu, a shvua that Beis Din elect to impose, to confirm and to clarify things, that follows the model of Shvuas Adyan Bechlal, and therefore, since Stam Shvuas Adyan requires, again, right, even if you think Shvekesef and Shomrim doesn't, it can still be that Shvuas Adyan Mitzvahs, though, is the appropriate model, you're going to require. This is all fairly explicit in the Ritzvah. Right? The Ritzvah, which Yehuda didn't like, for whatever reason, or it's like Snu Aleyah, right? Tudegas and Ramban, right? Whether or not Snu Aleyah means he resented her because she never said anything to him about the whole night about her not being Rachel, or it just means comparatively. Snuah doesn't really mean Snuah. She wasn't hated, just she wasn't loved as much. So two days there. So I'll focus on front of the news. Approach the Ritva here. So the Ritva, where is this Ritva? The Ritva is also Mendon Biz? Yes. Yeah. The Ritva.
Mendon Biz. Cool.
Running up against it here. And the Ritva Mendal Mabez says, Now notice he says that the Chen Das Rambam, even though the Rambam himself doesn't require Shvuas HaTorah, right? But the point is that still, and this is what I mentioned last time, the Rebbe clearly goes to say that it's, you know, the exception. The Rebbe himself goes says that it's an exception that the Shvuas HaTorah, that Shvuas Eidechet is the only exception, and therefore the sort of Stam model of Shvuas Dayanim is represented by the two, the rov of them. Which is Shvuas Shomrim of Mitzvahs, and therefore we're going to be Mechayev Inu Shvuas HaDayanim on the Derabban level. You're going to follow the Stam model. But he notes, he's explaining the Rambam. I think what's clear for the Rambam within the world of the Rebbe is that for the Rambam, so he held Shvuas Shomrim happens also not to require, but again, it's still the Stam model of a Shvuas Shomrim, I'm sorry, of a Shvuas HaDayanim, right, happens to be like the basic standard Shvuas HaDayanim is only one of three that are called Shvuas HaDayanim, but it is the nonetheless, the real representative of it. So Stam Shvuas HaDayanim is going to require Shvuas Shekesen. So that's the Ribbis understanding. Now, quickly, I'll just go over the Rishonim who disagree, and they think that you don't require Shekesef. So the Gufo Shalayan, so they make several claims, the Ravid in particular here. One is more practical. Ravid says that no way Chazal would have been talking in a way that would have prevented Dafka, the poorest wage earners, from getting their wages. Okay, that's one thing. More fundamentally, says the Ravid and others, what they say is, inasmuch as dealing with Notlin, it's much less shayach on its own, right, to require shekesef. I think there's two different accounts that you find in Rishonim of why this makes a difference. The Ravid himself says, the issue is, we saw this before, here, what's true, he wants to take a shkula. He, the prospective nishba here, He's the one who wants to take a shul. He elects to take a shul. You don't need to force or impose it upon him. This is where I thought that made sense. That this is really a different approach. That the issue is imposing a shul of the unknown upon somebody. This is from this writer. The din shul, and in as much as Notlin, they are the ones who want to take the shul. We don't have a din shul kesef. Alternatively, you find that some think that the idea is the implications of requiring shul kesef regarding Notlin is much different and far more drastic than the case of Nishba V'Niftar. In the case of Nishba V'Niftar, so saying that you don't have a Shvua, where Shekesef simply dispenses with the need for the person to take a Shvua. But if you say that we're not going to be Nishba in the case of Shekesef, in the case of Shekesef where it's a Shvua's a Notlin, so what you're doing there is you're dispensing with the Notel's ability to get the money. It changes, that alters the default disposition of the mamon. Saying you're not going to have a shvua in this case isn't just then not imposing a din shvua, it's not having the din mamon be what it ought to be. And that, perhaps, changes the calculus of whether or not, one can understand, whether or not it's worthy to involve a shvua. In other words, we have a reluctance to impose and administer and to force and to utilize a shvua where it would be merely confirming the disposition of an insignificant sum of money. But where it makes a difference what the disposition of that money is, who gets it, so then that itself makes it significant enough to involve even regardless of the sum, regardless of how trivial the sum is. And I think that a possible nafkamina between these is whether or not there's room to consider a third possibility, which I think is hinted to in some Rishonim, but you don't find it explicit. Just mention it quickly, though, which is that there's many Rishonim believe, I think Rav Rishonim believe it, that there are two strands of Nishvayim and Notlin. There's Nishvayim and Notlin where Min HaTorah the din would be Notel B'lishvua. Some of these cases they think Min HaTorah is just a din Tila. And then there's Nishvayim and Notlin where the din would be Min HaTorah that there's no, that ain't a Notel. And the Chiddush, the Tachanah Derabbanan was Notel and Shua, Bishvua. So you can raise a possibility of a Chiluk regarding Shnei Kesef here, I think. What would be whether or not there might be a distinction? You might say that when Min HaTorah he should be Notel B'lishvua, right? So then there's no requirement for Shekesef on this understanding. Why? Because in that case, right, then it doesn't change the position of the money, right? If the reason Notlin don't require Shekesef is, let me say differently, if the reason that Notlin don't require Shekesef is because he's opting for the Shvua, we're not forcing upon him, so then it makes little sense in Mechalik. Right, because in this case, he's not going to be able to be notel, right? The reason that you require Shekesa, sorry, the reason that we're saying you don't need Shekesa is because he, in any event, wants to take the Shavua. So then it makes little sense in Mechala between these two cases. But if the reason is that the effects are more drastic, meaning that in the event that he doesn't take a Shavua, we're making him lose money, right? So then there's room to consider where, without the Chachamim, he wouldn't be getting money anyway. And it's only our Chiddush in the first place. He really doesn't need to be getting the money. I mean, well, he's not going to lose the money, all right, but that's our Takana anyway. And if we're not willing to impose with Sheikh Kesef, so then fine. So there is sort of a default. It's not that there's a person who Minat Torah should be in the position to be, you know, having this money. And now, because of a requirement of Sheikh Kesef for the Shavuot Derabanan, he's not going to be. That's not happening here. Right, that the reason we said Nishmami Notlin, there's no Sheikh Kesef, is because we're not going to make somebody lose money. But here, it's not that we're making somebody lose money. It was us who gave him the money. Right, so you might think that should change the policy in terms of, you know, the drastic effects of not having a Shavua, but where we were the ones who made that his money anyway. So fine, so we just, you know, dayo that you can be notel when you have Sheikh Kesef. We don't need to be mechayit. We don't need to change the course of the situation here, where, you know, we were willing to enable you to be notel, but only if there's a shvuah. We're not willing to have a shvuah here, so we're just going to leave it at that. I think the possibility emerges in the Ritva. If you look on Mandal and Abiz, that does come up. Okay, so Akan shvuah says, well, maybe we'll deal actually when we get the shvuah says. Okay, good. All right, Akan the din of Sheikh Hassan.